We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Brewers fans. We know it's a long, cold winter. But let's warm you up with the latest on the crew. It's time for Hot Stove Weekly. On Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Back at the wall, this ball is gone.
The 2019 championship season cannot get here quick enough. What an amazing run in 2018. But time to turn the page and look toward the future. Get the latest free agent signings, trades, the front office, the fans, and more. Heading into our 14th year of Brewers coverage, it's Hot Stove Weekly on The Fan. Here's your host, the franchise, Tim Allen.
And here we are along with Baby Tao's Bill Schmidt, another edition of Hot Stove Weekly, and a special one here on The Fan, Billy, because it's the final one from Milwaukee before we fire up our spring training live broadcast beginning on next Monday, although the big show, live from AmFam Fields of Phoenix, coming up on Friday.
Yes, sir. Now I like your shorthand there. I've been having more fun doing the full pronunciation of the American Family Fields of Phoenix. I think just prepping myself for once it comes to Miller Park, where I had a nice conversation over the weekend, Tim. We talked about it a little bit on the big show. I was on the Shamrock Shuffle, the bar crawl this weekend.
Yeah.
And I had multiple people come up to me and say that the Brewers have to win the World Series this year so they win it at Miller Park and not at American Family Fields of Phoenix.
Okay.
That's not an issue for you?
Well, just win the World Series. I don't care. I don't care if it's on the moon. Really, in listening, and we're gonna have a conversation with Bart Winkler coming up here in just a bit.
Can't wait.
But that is, I think that should be the expectations. It really should, and to take that next step, and I don't see why they wouldn't be a very good baseball team here in 2019. I'd be shocked if they weren't. Now, we did see the first unforeseen obstacle or challenge, and Craig Counsell has done a nice job of preparing all of us in the last 3 or 4 years of, you never know. We don't know what it is, but we're not going to be surprised when it gets here. And that is an ACL for Bobby Wall. He is a reliever that they picked up in the Keon Broxton trade, down to an ACL, a weird injury too. It's on his push leg, the back leg. And it's, I guess, according to some sources, Billy, that it has only happened just a time or two before. So it's just a sort of a freak thing.
Yep.
And with, you know, the bullpen in the state that it's in and how it's used, he was going to be a big part of that bullpen this year, whether it was a back-and-forth affair from AAA San Antonio or not. But he's scratched. His goal now, just taking a look at some notes, his goal now is to be back and pitching in September. We'll see about that. But a weird, weird injury.
And it's weird because, like you said, the push leg, usually you're seeing that similar to, people remember when Corey Knebel goes down last year, right, against the Cubs, when you come down on that leg and it just kind of gives out. It's different when that's a full force injury, and it shows, I mean, just how powerful the dude is. He was able to blow out his knee by forcing the ball 60 feet to home plate.
Yeah, that's, and people say that baseball is sort of that more of a finesse sport. Man, there's some brute power in baseball.
Oh, and, no and doubt. Yep.
Yeah, you're seeing it in a lot of the body types, if you will. I mean, look at the body types now in baseball. They would be the football body types of 30 years ago. And so you still do have the, you know, shortened stature and the smaller guys, a Keston Hira, for example, but for the most part, it's becoming a big man sport for sure. So that's our first unforeseen challenge here in the 2019 championship season. Now, the other thing I've noticed, an off day for the Brewers today in Phoenix, And not for Jimmy Nelson, though. Some good news on that front. He faced live batting for the first time in a long time. So it's got to be a little bit of a celebration for Jimmy.
Yeah, and finally, it's slowly getting back to where you hope that it's going to get to. And it does beg the question for you, if you're willing, once he is able to get back here, if you want to put that kind of strain on him to be going out there for 5-6 innings or 15 to 17 outs instead of throwing him, slating him into the back of that bullpen, trying to bolster that strength of already a big, big part of your team.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's within the realm of him breaking camp in the rotation. I would tend to think not. I would like to think, more optimistic.
Think so.
Yeah, but
mm-hmm.
I could see him beginning the season literally on the injured list.
Yeah, I think the earliest that you're seeing him back is probably third week of April. More realistically, probably May 1st.
So, I mean, you're talking to a guy that thought he'd be back June 1st of last year.
Yep.
So, I thought they were laying in the weeds with this injury. Obviously not. But good news for Jimmy Nelson and the Brewers here as he faced live hitting for the first time in a long time. And Grandal was quoted the other day as saying, man, I was very impressed with catching Jimmy. And so that's a good sign as well. Now, the other news I've noticed over the weekend, the wins and losses, I would like and prefer the Brewers to win, even though it's Cactus League action. You recall they won the Cactus League title last year. You remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I wanted to get my Cactus League Champions T-shirt, but they didn't sell them on Brewers.com.
And it does. I mean, a lot of people say that the wins and losses in Cactus League don't really matter, but I've always tended to believe that there's really nothing bad you can say about winning. I mean, winning is winning. I don't care if it's a Little League Diamond or Cactus League or the big leagues, man. It just breeds more winning. Now, over the weekend and prior to that, late last week, Brewers pitchers giving up home runs at an alarming rate. And I know they're working on things, and we'll dig a little bit deeper into this later on this week when we get to Arizona, Billy. But, it's still not a good trend, and I don't mean to be negative Nelly here, but it's still not a good trend. Chase Anderson giving up some home runs. Josh Tomlin got completely rocked yesterday. Is that a concern for the Brewers and the Brewers fans?
I mean, I think a little bit more, Tim, with Chase Anderson, because he's, and it's been documented ever since everybody got down there when pitchers started reporting, and I know Robert Murray had the big article about it on The Athletic of him tweaking his mechanics and changing his delivery to make sure that he's staying more balanced on the rubber. And to an extent, yes, we know that they're just working on stuff, but at some point, you got to start thinking that if you're going to keep the ball in the ballpark, the ball has got to stop being right down the middle of the plate. I don't think Chase is having trouble throwing strikes. It's that he's having trouble throwing too good of strikes right now.
Yeah, too fat, too much plate. And that's got to be – there's got to be some sort of solution. I would suspect that he's going to break camp in this rotation. So he's got to figure it out. I don't think there's any sort of injury at all.
I agree.
It's anything like that. I think he's finding himself, and maybe there'll be some unforeseen motivation for Chase Anderson. And I don't know where that's going to come from, but it needs to happen. If indeed they continue to give up home runs at this rate, well, then their offense is going to have to bail them out.
Yep,
and that's
no doubt.
But they're good enough to do that. So, of course, you don't want to give up home runs at that rate, but the fail-safe would be if indeed that is a habit or a trend, then I think the offense is going to minimize the adversity in regards to giving up home runs. So I just think that the offense can bail these guys out
sure.
at times, but they do need to find a solution to this.
But from what we saw last year, we did not think offense was going to be the issue for this team at all last year. And for a large portion of the year, that's exactly what the issue was. Is there any bit in the back of your mind where you're seeing that happen again this year? Because I was doing it a lot until I looked at that lineup that they set, that they put out on Saturday, where it was pretty much everybody was going, except I think Braun was out of the lineup. That 1-8, man, that they can put out. I don't know how they don't score 4.5, 5 runs a game.
if things go right, just your infield alone may end up near 130 home runs. Just the infield. I mean, think about that.
That doesn't that excludes two MVPs.
Exactly. Exactly. Wow. So, I mean, the offense you wouldn't think would be an issue, but pitchers adjust. The competition adjusts. And so you'll be challenged a little bit in that regard. But, man, you're right. You take a look at this offense when they put it, especially against a right-hander, where they go left-handed hitting intensive. Mm-hmm. It's amazing. It really is. And so Chicks digging the long ball. I think the fans on a Friday night at Miller Park, hot summer months, they are going to enjoy the Brewers offense more times than not. Every offense does go through that, though, Billy, and we know that. We look at the Cubs, man. They're loaded with talent.
Oh, sure,
and
right.
That was their bugaboo all last year, was their offense. They just could not get things together. So it wouldn't surprise me that there are little bouts of a team offensive slump, but I'd be shocked if it were anything long-term.
And for a lot of it, too, it just depends on when you do it, right? The Cubs decided last year to not score more than two runs in, their last 24 innings of baseball, and they were bounced out. It just happens when it happens. And luckily for the Brewers, they were able to peak really at the right time last year. And a lot of that, too, is what Craig has and David Stearns have done, keeping these dudes as fresh as they have with the ability to move guys up and down from now AAA San Antonio back up to the big leagues.
Was listening to Adam McAlvey on Chuck and Winkler this morning, and he's going to do a little piece on it later on this week, provide some clarity, Adam is. He was telling Bart and Chuck that, you know, Brandon Woodruff, he's already got him in the rotation. Now,
Finally.
Oh, okay.
Good. No. Give the guy a chance, sake.
I do like Woody, but I like Corbin Burnes better. And it surprised me just a tick that, you know, it was just this knee-jerk, like, Woodruff's in. I want to talk more to Bart about that up next. This rotation, I think, is going to have to take shape soon. I would think by the time we leave Phoenix, I think they'll be lined up to where we get a better indication of, you know, what that rotation is going to be. But I want to get into that coming up next here as we welcome in Bart Winkler here to Hot Stove Weekly. Talking some Brewers baseball, the final Hot Stove edition here from Milwaukee until we get into Phoenix later on this week. And have you made plans to come on out to spring training yet? We'll get to that later on in the show, and we'll earn some points with the Greater Phoenix Metropolitan Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, because we're big fans. If you're a baseball fan, you love to travel, you got to start planning that trip. But we'll talk to Bart next here. It's Tim and Tao's Hot Stove Weekly on The Fan.
14 years and running, the best Brewers coverage on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
And welcome back. It's Hot Stove Weekly. Tim and Tausch, another edition here on The Fan, the last edition prior to us getting out into Arizona. And I don't think anyone's going to cry a river for us that there is rain in the forecast next week. I don't know if you noticed that, Bill.
Yeah, man, I noticed that. I also noticed that, like, it's going to be, it was like 83 there today. It's going to be like 86 on Wednesday. And then we get there on Thursday, it goes to like 72, and then it's 60 through the weekend. Come on, man, I'm trying to get some pool time. I'm trying to bronze a little bit.
That's right. And I will say this, speaking of Arizona, I do need to compliment when it is warranted. Normally, I know we give this guy, this kid, a lot of grief at times, Billy.
Yeah.
But I do need to compliment Joe Zenzola. He actually had a tweet out last week that was very good. Was very good.
I don't know why you're sounding so surprised. I mean, Joe's always pumping out good stuff on Twitter. At Radio Joe Sports. I mean, I don't know why anybody's not following him.
No, but I'm trying to pay him a compliment here. Those are the types of tweets that I like to see from Twitter accounts. Not this, the Brewers need to score more than the other guys or they're going to lose. I mean, I don't want to read those tweets. Don't clutter up my smartphone.
Okay. Well, you want to talk about the king of Twitter clutter. That's the guy that we're having on right now. I mean, if anybody is going to clutter your timeline, it's going to be this dude. Are you serious? Half the time when he's hammered, it's amazing because you don't know what he's going to say. It's like reality television. Then the other times you're sitting here, he's cussing out random people on a Tuesday night.
And he's done hating on us, and I'll get to that Joe Zanzola tweet. I really do like it. It's very educational.
Yeah, we'll get to it later on.
Yeah, but right now, Great Midwest Bank Hotline has Bart Winkler. Now, Bart, we appear on your show. You're going to be on ours, and we welcome you in an edition of Hot Stove Weekly. I caught you this morning with Adam McKelvey, and did you catch that from McKelvey? And number one, and number two, do you agree that immediately Brandon Woodruff is in the rotation?
I mean, if he's got that indication, maybe. I think the way that we were talking this morning is the rotation based on, you know, I'm trying to gather as much as I can from Council, too, listening to him every single day down there. It's going to be Chassin. He's the only guy that everyone said is in, and that makes sense. It's a waste of my breath to even say that he's in. And then he's been talking a lot about Josh Tomlin. But Tomlin's outing yesterday was not so good, so we'll see how much that impacts. And I know you can say, oh, they want to do the Wade Miley thing with him. But I think that it's going to be Chassin. I really think they want to give Chase and Davies a go of it to start the season. And then you're left with Tomlin or those three young guys. And if you saw the Pakoda projection, like three of the 12 youngest guys in baseball that are pitchers that are possibly going to emerge are three guys the Brewers have, and Burns, Peralta, and Woodruff. I'm, you know, you guys, when you go down there, you figure that out and you report on who's got the edge of the three. I would think that he does, maybe Burns, but then again, Peralta, I want to see the rotation, and I know they're always like, oh, it doesn't matter what it is. It changes all the time. But I would like to see the pitchers that get the most starts this season be Chassin, and then Woodruff, Burns, and Peralta, and then whoever can figure it out between Chase, Davies, and Tomlin, unless, you know, they do go and sign someone yet, like Gio or Keuchel would be nice.
But there you go.
I want to see those three young guys. I don't know if bouncing them and starting them in San Antonio and doing the shuffle or maybe starting one in the pen again. I don't know if that's the right course of action, but it really seems like they want to give Chase and Davies every opportunity. As far as Woodruff, I mean, that was kind of surprising because I don't know if they're ready to make that decision, but I guess we'll see. I wish those three young guys would end up getting more of the starts unless Chase or Davies can bounce back, which I'm not that optimistic they're going to.
And they did this last year, guys, when they give Woodruff the start out of camp, they make him the fifth starter in the rotation, and then he makes one start, and then he goes down and makes like 15, his next 15 starts at AAA Colorado Springs. Bart, I also heard it today, and good stuff as you guys always do. It was really nice hearing Winksy on the Hot Stove Show. But Bart, when you were talking to Adam, I heard you say the five in the rotation that you wanted, and you left one of them out before you kind of just threw the name in there. With Dallas Keuchel, what is the infatuation with this guy that came out last year and was trashing how the Brewers were getting to where they got to?
I would like just another arm, and he's the best arm available. So
okay.
I've always been on the, Yu Darvish, Sonny Gray, you know, anytime there's an arm out there, I've always wanted him. Craig Counsell, one of the things he said too was, look, if we could get five guys to go 180 innings, that's what I want. That would be ideal, and we're so enamored with the bullpen, and the bullpen is so good. These guys are very, very good, and the stuff that they did in September that was able to work out in the playoffs, I think that is the way that you manage in the playoffs because you have so many off days, so I wouldn't want them to get back away from that. But in the regular season, you need guys that can go 6, 7, 8 innings, and they're not going to be able to be cute in April and May and June and July. So he's the best available. Again, if you want to go grab Gio, if he's over there, sure. I'm not confident we have a fifth guy, Billy. I think that's it. Unless Chase or Davies bounce back, which maybe you guys have more faith than I do, but I like the three young guys. I like Chassin. And then Chase or Davies have to figure it out. Davies, if he's not on with his control, he's going to miss his spots and he's going to get lit up. And then Chase is, and I was just listening to you guys before, you don't want to freak out too much about the home run stuff, but that's what Chase is working on, and he's still giving up the home runs. Finally had a nice outing this weekend. I think it's almost too much to ask. When your plan is we need guys to have bounce back career years, I think that's too much to ask.
If they were able
to bring in Keuchel, I would be all for that.
I get what you're saying. I do. But you've got two shots at it though, Bart. That's the way I'm looking at this. With the young dudes, Woodruff, Burns, and Peralta, okay, you're not leaning on both Davies and Anderson to figure it out. You're just flipping the coin as to just get one of them to take care of their business and eat up some innings and be productive. So if you do get both of them that figure it out, then you're in bonus territory. But I think your chances are pretty good that one of them's going to bounce back. Don't you guys agree?
I'm not sold that it can really be either one of them to the extent of where people believe these young guys are going to pitch. More to me, guys, I'm concerned about the dudes that we only have 3.5-4 months of track record at the major league level in comparison to dudes that we saw have this team a game away from the playoffs back in 17 with Anderson and Davies. I think if those guys have a better chance of being what you expect them to be, then I think everybody is planning on Corbin Burns, Freddie Peralta, and Brandon Woodruff being right now. If that makes sense.
Look at it this way. If you're going to look at what five guys are going to give you close to 170, let's say, innings, we'll say Chassin. Okay, that's one. And then say one of Davies or Anderson will have a nice year. And we're going to say no struggles, no injuries. So let's say one of them. And then we'll be generous, we'll say two of the three with Woodruff and Peralta and then Burns.
Yeah.
And then, so that's four. So then you need, Tomlin or a free agent or a name we haven't brought up yet, Jimmy Nelson. I don't think I don't know. I didn't see how his outing went today. The more that I hear from Jimmy Nelson, it's like, is he on the same planet as these other guys?
Right, I mean, you don't know where he is. You don't know what's happening.
Yeah, on deck, he's like, yeah, no, I'm going to start. I want to start opening day. And that's like lofty to have as a goal. And that's something he should have written down on his wrist when he's out there throwing. But you don't tell people that because you're going to sound crazy. And then a half hour later, David Stearns is like, in the nicest way possible, he's got to say no. And Jimmy thought he's going to come back in September. Jimmy thought he was going to come back in June. Like, Jimmy, I didn't bring him up until now because I still don't think he's going to pitch. It always seems to be something. So if he can pitch, that's a bonus. So let's say that works out. You look at the team and you look at what they've done. They're so close to going all in per se. They could have went in with Pena and Kratz, but they went and got Grandal. And they could have went in with Spangenberg and Perez, but they went and brought back Moustakas. So if there's another option that you can bring in as a pitcher, why are you going to get so close to the edge there and then stop before you jump, into the lake? That's just where I see with the pitcher. But I've wanted a stud pitcher and a horse for 2.5 years, and the Brewers have been winning for 2.5 years without it. So, if that's what they want to do or not want to do, then you just got to kind of sit back and see how it works out.
But Bart, who does have those guys though? And I know they're out there, and we talk about elite pitchers and eating up innings, and I think we have to reprogram ourselves over the past couple of decades. And again, I don't want to sound old, but I'm just bringing up the point over the offseason here. I'm going through just treasure troves of baseball cards and resorting, and I flipped over one of the Negro Brothers cards. And, man, year in and year out, it's 238 innings. It's 250 innings, 260 innings. The dude's doing, 17, 18, 19 complete games year in and year out. I think we have to adjust a little bit, and I'm not minimizing the effort here that pitchers need to have. Maybe the game is to the point where, again, is it because of personnel in Milwaukee or is it because of philosophy? And I don't know which yet. I cannot answer that question yet, guys. I don't know whether this magical 17 outs is something that they're theorizing is the best way to go, or they just don't have the personnel, Bart, as you said, to go 7-8 innings at a clip.
Well, I think if you look at where they were in the NLCS, I felt like that was really trying to scratch and claw, because you had done everything you could to get into the postseason and win that division and avoid that wild card. And then you ran into a Rockies team that just didn't have it either. But against the Dodgers, it was like, you know, Jeffers ran out of gas a little bit, and you're playing around with Miley and stuff. Every inning that you can get out of your starters from April to September is one more inning of an arm you don't use on these relievers that you can use in October. So if you can find a way to get those guys going as long as possible, I mean, if it's 4-0 and you're up in the sixth inning, make Chacin go out for a seventh. Don't bring in your relievers if you don't have to. And even though, you know, the math might say whatever, let those guys try to hit 100. I love the philosophy of Craig Counsell, and I love how they did it in September, and I love how they did it in the playoffs. And you go back to the playoffs, I want to do exactly that. I mean, if they were an American League team, I think you'd see relievers 3 innings from Knebel, 3 innings from Jeffers, 3 innings from Hader if they could get that out of them. I think that you might see something more like that, but because they're a National League team, and because you have more of the shift in the strategy, the switching in the strategy, I mean, I just get as many innings out of your starters as you can so that the bullpen, which is your strength, is at the best that it can be come the playoff time. I love it, and it's such a September playoff strategy, but from April to, you know, August, those hot, beaming, sunburned days, you've got to have guys that can go. And I think that if there's another guy out there, go get him.
In that same vein, guys, I agree with what you said, Bart. I loved how you were able to attack every game, and whenever you felt like you were there, you would go after the game and try to win that game.
It
not
was sort
forecast.
Of a playoff brand of baseball during the season.
Right, not forecast where you're going to be 3 days from now. We'll worry about that game in 3 days. In that sense, guys, are you cool with Corbin Burnes, who everybody believes is at the epicenter of this rotation for the next 5 years, or it can be Freddy Peralta, but for this sense, Burnes, because he had that kind of success, are you cool with him being a part of that bullpen this year? Because I'm pretty okay if he's going to be utilized similar to how Hader is. When we think we can go get this game, he's going to go out there and give me 6 outs and give us the best chance to win.
I don't want to see Peralta, Burnes, or Woodruff in the bullpen. Do you guys?
Hey, Billy brings up a good point, though. If he's a hammer from the right side, like, you know, near what Hader is from the – if he is that dude, maybe they do have something cooking here. Maybe they do have a philosophy that works.
They better decide. I want – like what they did with Hader. They decided he's a reliever, and they made him a reliever.
Yeah. Sure.
And I don't want to see Woodruff – pitch some relief here and then go down and start and then come back in relief like he's been doing for the last 2 years. Woodruff was a monster, man, towards the end of that season. And I think that if you got to decide, this guy's either a starter, a reliever, or he's going to be a Hader type. So if Peralta's going to be one of those 2-inning guys, then I would like them to decide that out of camp so that you can get into that role. I think that the bouncing up and down, I know it's great for roster manipulation and stuff, but at some point it takes a toll on guys when they're constantly on the move and unsure of their role. And you've been doing that with Woodruff for a while. And Freddie's so young and so starry-eyed that it's fine, but at some point that's going to wear him out too. The Brewers manufacture and manipulate things so much. That's why I wanted to see Shaw back at third. I didn't want to have him go through that again. These guys, I mean, you can move them in the order and the box score and stuff, but it does take a toll eventually. So I would like to see them decide on what these guys are and then use them accordingly.
Yeah, the final thing for you, Bart, and Bill, you can obviously join in, but now let's take a look general, real general sense. When you look at this rebuild, and it was a rebuild, when you look at the rebuild here, we're now in 2019. And again, rewind the clock back to 15, where they just unloaded. They failed late, and then the rebuild was on, and everyone's saying it's going to take 6 to 8 years or 4 to 5 years. Okay, we're at
Tim. I have that direct quote from Joe. It is saved in the Chuck and Winkler folder if you guys want to play it yet this hour. Okay,
but
go ahead. Sorry.
When you look back on it, really, to me, when people say, how long did it take? To me, really, it only took a year and a half. Think about that, guys, because it was competitive baseball in 2017. It was. We all know that. Billy alluded to coming up one game short of the playoffs in 2017. You were rebuilding at that same time. 2016, yeah, you know, there's where some changes came about, and you had to, you know, reset internally with that organization. But really, from mid-15 to the start of the 2017, that's all it took, guys, in the big sense. This is a very good baseball team that has done it in a very short amount of time.
Well, you know why? Because when the rebuild started, we were looking at Keston Hira and Lucas Ersig, and we were looking at those names as the ones that would take the Brewers to the next level. But what David Stearns was able to do with the help of Doug Melvin was to bring in like this other group of guys that we weren't expecting. We were kind of expecting like Shaw to be a placeholder, okay, and then you know, maybe this Eric Thames guy can do something. But then along the way, you're going to make a splash in free agency and get Lorenzo Cain. You're going to trade out Lewis Brinson and bring in Christian Yelich. So that 6 to 8 year rebuild, it's kind of still happening, but they just decided we're also going to do these other moves and try to contend now. So kudos all the way around in the organization for sticking to their plan, but then realizing that through other means, they can attack it and compete while these guys develop.
Yeah, it's just, I was thinking about that this morning, about the duration of time here for where the Brewers, and can we call them somewhat of an elite team? I think we can, guys. I do. Not just because I'm a Brewers fan. They won more baseball games in the National League than any other team last year. Okay, if that doesn't permit you to call yourself elite, I don't know what will. We can break it down, and we can throw, you know, darts and try and, you know, pick liabilities for every team. And I think a lot of national guys have done that. The Christian Yelich MVP odds are just deplorable. And the over and unders, and we've all discussed that, but still, if they're an elite team now, and it just took, in order to compete for a playoff and compete for a World Series, just, man, it's just been amazing. They deserve a lot more credit, and hopefully they can cap things off here with a World Series title, which I think they're going to be close to this year.
We'll see. If you want to call them elite, I'm okay with that. I'm down for that.
Okay, good. Well, Bart, thank you. It's nice to actually in
Thanks,
the last
Winks.
Couple of months to extend the olive branch, and we love you now, and you don't hate us anymore, and that's all a good thing.
Well, I'm going to be bugging you guys next week when you're out there in the 65-degree weather to come on our show, so we will be in touch.
Yeah, call me anytime. There's Bart Winkler, Chuck and Winkler.
Oh, call me anytime. Oh, so he hates me. So that was the issue. So he only wants to
no,
hear
I
from
want
the
you
franchise.
Both on,
oh, okay, cool. That makes sense. All right, whatever. That's cool, Bart.
you can hang up on him. That's all right.
See you, buddy.
It's all right. So if you're headed out to spring training and you want a little bit of taste of what it's like and what it's all about, we'll do our best to describe that to you. We'll do that next. If you want to, there's a couple of minutes here where if you want to make a comment, I think it's interesting that Chase Anderson, Zach Davies conversation, will one of them bounce back? You can jump in here as well. 414-799-1250. Another edition of Hot Stove Weekly, getting closer, almost 3 weeks away from opening day of the 2019 championship season. Hot Stove Weekly, Tim and Tosh here on The Fan.
Yelich, Cain, Braun, and more. We're talking Brewers baseball. It's Hot Stove Weekly on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
And welcome back. Another edition of Hot Stove Weekly. Tim Allen, Bill Schmid, and 14th season of post-game coverage for us here on The Fan. Looking forward to that. Hopefully I get it right at some point, the 2019 championship season. One of these days I'm going to get it, and then you can call me the Swami.
Right, you keep telling yourself that. The guy that's been doing this up, doing Detroit Lions postgame, has also been doing this for the last, 45 years.
Okay.
And he's been telling himself that he was going to get it right, too. Same thing with my man that's doing Buffalo Bills postgames out there on the radio.com app. He's also been waiting for quite some time.
I know I won't make it to 45 years. I don't have another 30 years in me on this show, but we'll see.
Man,
we'll
keep... you keep going back to the doctor, and you keep getting the clean, healthy as a horse. Oh, he's healthy as a horse.
No, shocking.
Yeah, stunning. It really is. It really is. By the way, this dude eats, and I'm going to go out there for a week and a half as a 300-pound man trying to lose a couple of pounds, and this guy's going to go down and scarf down 17 double stacks. And be like, Oh, maybe I should get a little bit of ice cream before we go on the air. Yeah, why not?
Rami Makhlouf told me years ago when I came in with a fast food order, whatever it was. He goes, how in the world are you not dead yet?
It blows my mind every time I hang out with you. Not 400 pounds.
Yeah, I hear you. And, okay, so we're headed out to spring. Those of you that haven't been out there, man, it really is. And again, I've talked about this, and we'll get more into it with the spring training live broadcast. But, I've got a checkbook, too, and it's not very robust at times, so I understand. But if you want to tuck a little money away, just a little taster, a couple of bucks here and there, throw it into a kitty and get out there, man, you will not regret it. Promise you. You're a big baseball fan. You like to travel. Big Brewer fan. You get an up-close view of a lot of things that you just can't catch at Miller Park. You know, the workouts in the morning,
right.
And you see the camaraderie with these guys, and you literally, and it's free of charge to watch these guys work out, do their daily workout. You literally can hear the conversations of coaches coaching players, or players talking to other players about, you know, life, whatever, music, whatever. You can literally hear these conversations. Really cool.
And it's sweet when you're, you know, say your kid is 12, 13 years old, right, Tim? And you're talking about how you can hear the coaching. You can also hear how these guys at the highest level are then taking the coaching. And I think, like, for a young kid, knowing how much I was into the game, and I was able to go out there last couple of years as my first time, and understanding just how quickly these guys have to grasp this, and how, you know, how important every single day is for these guys going out there, because this is the most important job interview for a guy like Eric Kratz, right? He didn't know where he was going to be playing every single year. This was a job interview for him every single day.
It was, and you see that stuff every day. Now, the Brewers were off today, so obviously you wouldn't have, but, you know, most days, there's only, what, two off days in Cactus League, so most days you'll be able to do that. You catch the game a little bit later on in the afternoon. Yeah, I know that. You know, Fox Sports Wisconsin has been airing a lot more televised games, spring training games this year. And they you know, the obligatory, you know, screenshot, pan shot of that left field, you know, grassy area, the berm. And you know, you constantly see someone, a bunch of people getting sun, having some beer, some people just falling asleep, taking a nap out there. The weather's pretty good. I would advise, however, if you're headed out, do it, you know, let the calendar get to March. I know in February last year when we got there, Billy, that first day we got there was as cold as I've ever felt it out there. Maybe there was one other year Sparky and I were out there and it was, say, 35 and some sleet. It was cold and windy the day we got there, and we went rather early last year, but make sure March hits. Mm-hmm. Now, we were going to give, I was going to give Joe Zanzola credit for a tweet, but it actually was a retweet, is what you're saying?
Yeah, it's a quote. So what the cool kids do on Twitter nowadays is instead of retweet the tweet, you can retweet it while quoting it and just put a little tagline on top. So the original tweet was by our buddy Andrew Wagner of the Sports Exchange, and he says, everyone will post the lineup today. He was down in Phoenix, Arizona at American Family Fields of Phoenix. And he said, I'll give you the one to those coming out to Maryvale the information you really want, and it's the menu lineup at.
I'm stunned.
You ready for this?
I know that. I am stunned by the prices out there. So, again, you're going to need to tuck money away because these are the types of prices you're going to see.
A domestic can beer is $12. For those that mostly know, those are usually 16-ounce cans that will be sold for $12.
A beer.
Well, 10 and a half if you just get a domestic draft beer. So you know, you can save that extra $1.75 so you can buy a gumball after.
How much is it at Miller Park, can I ask?
I believe it's the exact same price.
I don't think it's that much.
See, frankly, I wouldn't, you know, Tim, and this is where it might sound dumb, I haven't bought a beer at Miller Park in about 2.5 years, so I don't exactly know because we're always here for the post game.
I want to say it's like $8 or something.
You might be right for the roamer. Yep, you definitely might be for the roamer. And then a bottle of soda is $5, bottle of water, $5, peanuts, $5.50.
For a bag of peanuts.
And then just in relative terms of everybody excited about the Mercedes-Benz Stadium down in Atlanta, a hot dog is $2, a slice of pizza, nachos each $3.
Check that. Mercedes-Benz, you talk about fans first. They lowered their prices heading into their next football season.
Yeah, this is how it opened in 2017. So some of these have gone down, yes.
Correct. Yeah, no, they just announced it. I was just reading this morning. They just announced hot dogs are now $1.50 at that stadium.
That's outrageous. I would eat seven of them just because it was like when I was at the Shamrock Shuffle this weekend, Tim. The prices are so good you can't you have to go. You can't not black out.
I just wonder if Atlanta Falcons ownership might be onto something because they said concession sales went up. They said concession sales went up with those lower prices. And I just wonder if that's a possibility at Miller Park. I think that's probably a question for Rick Schlesinger.
I think a lot of it comes down to people are all tailgating in the parking lot. If you want the lower prices, then make sure that they know that you're going to come in and pay and not eat your brats that you grill out in Euchre 2.
I just was grocery shopping over the weekend, and I find a 30 rack. You notice that I said 30 rack?
I like that.
Yeah.
You're getting hip.
You've taught me well. Yep. 30 rack of High Life, which is I'm totally addicted to, I paid $15.99. So $16.
Yeah.
What, 55 cents a beer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
$12 at MFAM Fields of Phoenix.
For one. And, I mean, it's Phoenix, so you're in the desert. You know you have to drink more. That's really true. Just not fair. They're really setting you up for failure.
News and notes, got a couple next here. Hot Stove Weekly on The Fan.
Even though baseball isn't around the corner, it'll be here soon enough. And we're talking about it on Hot Stove Weekly on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Over the past, 13 years of doing postgame, it has come up occasionally the strike zone. And I got a news and note for you on the way out, Billy. The Independent League, Atlantic League, is going to test out with, you know, regulations set forth by MLB. So mm-hmm. They're going to be the guinea pig in the test program of robo-umps.
Fascinating. Finally. We have the technology. We might as well use it.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I do. I like that a lot. No more Greg Maddux getting 3 inches off the outside corner.
Now, the one that I don't like is where they're going to possibly mess with the distance of the mound. That I don't get. If you're going to lower the mound, do it. We've done that. We've seen how that works. You're going to change where these guys are seeing the baseball from. You want an increase in scoring. How about we just change how you've been hitting pitching for, I don't know, the last 12, 15 years?
No doubt. You're programmed to see 60 feet, 6 inches.
It's
and
stupid.
That's that. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a big fan of that. In fact, I'm a big fan of uniform dimensions. So we can take that one step further. I would like all baseball fields to be the exact same dimensions.
So then you're really all that you're taking into account when you're talking about the variables of hitting at a different park is the climate. That's really all it would be.
That's all it would be. It's football fields are 100 yards, and what are they wide?
52.5.
Yep. Yeah, 52 yards. So I think that's interesting. We'll keep our eyes on that for you. All right, next time we chat will be on Friday. Billy, you and Gary out Phoenix for the Wendy's Big Show from American Family Fields of Phoenix. I'll probably join you for a segment or two in the afternoon.
Let's
and then
do
the
a
following.
Whole hour.
Yeah, fine. I'm good with it. I'm there to work. Then the following week, spring training live shows, The Big Show, and Bill Michaels all in Phoenix. It's everything Brewers. This has been another edition of Hot Stove Weekly. Tim Allen, Bill Schmid on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Smile, Milwaukee. The world will smile back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.